Mengelberg write on his score, Galgenhumor. And therefore, these elements give to this piece a fantastic virility, articulation, vitality. Anything apart of a dying man, you know. There is no dying man at all in 1909 here. There is a volcano exploding, willing to make even jokes of its own music.
Scusate, signori. Tiam, pam, pam. Sorry, it's different. The original Boeing is up. You have it there, no? Tiam. Ah. No, no. This is fantastic. Bo. Yeah, can we do bo? Up, down, up.
And arriving to a point where at the listesso tempo, where the music goes in two quarters, quoting a melody of Lehar, The Merry Widow, exactly the moment where the text in the operetta is, ja, das Studium der Weib ist schwer. On those words, there is this melody on the first violins, which this morning I rehearsed, changing the bow, making it sounding more like an operetta. Somebody who does not take it seriously. And he put piano leggero on that melody. It should be done with humor and lightness, extremely elegant.
Can we just do another one?
Still.
The problem is that the character of those two eights are given by the change of the abbo. I would really, if we can.
You want an accent on that E flat?
Not really, but it's really, I think, it's that
it's
down.
Impossible bow. What he says is okay.
I think just this. Okay,
then let's do this. So. Yes. Then keep going. Yes. It's wonderful. Then it's operetta like, I think. Flatterzungen can be more in the flutes. Flatterzungen.